Avu added that even rain contains energy, and when it falls, each drop looks like a glittering crystal coming down from the heavens. In some places, John felt a very light wind blowing, which carried a pleasing scent. Avu told him telepathically that wind here is a gentle stream of energy and odor which carries across the whole of the planet the smells and influences of nature. Because it is so pleasing and beneficial, it is very desirable for the wind to blow. They flew over a hill, which loomed above a deep, wide valley. It reminded John a little of California. He also realized how mild the atmosphere of Logo was and how strongly it reflected the peaceful and positive thoughts of its inhabitants. The beautiful colors of nature continued to flow slowly beneath them, and on the horizon several small hills began to appear. "We are almost there," said Avu, and John looked ahead to the place on the horizon of which Avu had spoken. Chapter 4. History of the Planet Logo. Avu and John were continuing in their flight, when before them appeared a large white building which stood atop a hill in the middle of a beautiful park. They came down onto a path of iridescently radiating trees, next to which was a wide staircase on which were several stately columns. The building was set off with its beautiful white flittering color and rays of sunlight, which were striking it. On the roof of the building, there were a number of cupolas with a pyramidal shape. The walls had no edges. The whole building was reminiscent of different sides of an expanding oval shape. On the steps stood a tall man with a glowing visage, which was fixed upon them. As they drew near the steps, Avu bowed down to him and John followed his example and did the same. The man on the steps also bowed and introduced himself as Itu, and said to both that he had received a message from Imu, communicating that they were coming over to have a tour of the Museum of Planet Logo's history. He indicated the building with his hand, and told them telepathically that there was a collection inside of all information regarding the long history and governing of the planet Logo. They entered a large hall with elongated round windows, from which the steps led off in three different directions. Ita led them to the first floor where large panels were hanging, looking very much like large television screens. Showing on one of the panels was a picture of the Logo galaxy, a solar system with five planets of which Logo was one, with its nearby orbiting burnt-out moon. Ita led them to a crescent-shaped hall with a windowless cupola. There were comfortable wide armchairs custom-made for the inhabitants of Logo. Ita sat down behind a long white table, upon which was some sort of switchboard. Suddenly, an image of the planet Logo appeared on the dome, and a film of the planet's story was projected on the white semicircle. The film surrounded its spectators, involving them in it. Ita began to explain the history of the planet Logo. "Logo's history is very long, but we will focus on the last 3,000 years," he said. New three-dimensional images were being projected in the meantime, filling the entire space. 2,000 years ago, he continued, a similar civilization to your planet Earth's existed on Logo. There was also a similar technical stage and political structure. Logo, at that time, was divided into smaller separate territories, which developed into states. Before the present civilization here, there were four different civilizations. These civilizations, at an important point of decision, chose the technical evolution and development rather than an ethical and spiritual one. Therefore, they ended in catastrophe, resulting in wars between the various countries and various allegiances or in natural disasters, which demolished their centers of civilization. Then they had to start making up for the damage from scratch. These times of reconstruction were a sort of relief for the planet because in this way they kept the planet from being totally destroyed. At this point, the images on the dome began to remind John of Earth. There were high buildings, constructed in great complexes, which reached into the distance. The transport was on the ground, as well as in the air, very quiet, with cigar-shaped vehicles, which were similar to the hull of an airplane. The pictures of people struck John as being more sharp-featured and well-built than Earth's people, but also a bit shorter. The landscapes looked similar as Earth's with no traces of air pollution. Ita went on explaining. 1,200 years ago the situation collapsed in such a way that the strongest groups tried to control the planet. The War of the Continents resulted, having catastrophic consequences on Logo. Parties fighting among themselves had taken advantage of a nearby burnt-out planet, landing there to continue fighting. Their weapons were very high-tech and accurate, which meant that only the military centers of the opposing sides were destroyed. At this point, images of various types of weapons of mass destruction appeared on the screen, which, as John had suspected, were based on the laws of vibration, their light or sound waves able to destroy the structure of solid matter, causing it to fall completely to pieces. So, without any explosions or bombings, buildings and entire cities ceased to exist. Of course, the unbelievable din of the battles, which was sent out from flying machines, drove people away from their homes, bringing them to the edge of a madness caused by fear. There were also images of battles on the nearby burnt-out moon orbiting Logo, where in complete desolation, there suddenly appeared elongated pointed cigar-shaped airplanes which sent out concentrated rays destroying their enemy. This war of the continents did not last long. Due to the high-tech equipment of the warring parties, it continued, but destroyed all their continental bases and noticeably reducing the population of Logo. The warring parties started to become a minority among those in the remote regions of the planet who had not participated in the war. The survivors of this warring civilization remained isolated in their destroyed centers on their respective continents, having to rebuild their broken societies once again. Within 500 years of the War of the Continents, the so-called spiritual masters were asked into government positions by the masses. These masters maintained high levels of spiritual consciousness. Under the rule of these spiritual and ethical leaders, the planet was unified on all levels, including language, politics, economics, and culture. As a result, the planet Logo became one large global state. In order to maintain uniform progress of civilization, it was necessary for the majority of the planet's inhabitants to be on the same ethical, spiritual, and intellectual level. At this time, there is one common language on the planet Logo, one level of technology, one set of laws, an equal level of education, and most importantly an emphasis on individual ethical and spiritual development, which must always be a step ahead of intellectual development. For that reason, a close relationship between scientists and spiritual leaders is encouraged on Logo. The pictures on the crescent-shaped screen stopped, the bluish-pink color of the sky receding into the rays of a shining light. It turned to John and said, "You have just seen a very brief overview of the last period of the history of the planet Logo. We will now move to another area, dedicated to the present civilization and development of the planet. There you will see a great difference in the thinking and understanding reflected in the leadership and lifestyles of the whole planet." With these words, the three went through the corridor to the next area, which was divided into several sections. They entered a large crescent-shaped room. Again, there were large whiteboards hanging on the walls, which looked like four-sided screens. On these screens, Itu explained, "Pictures chosen from the exhibition archives of the History Museum are shown. What that means is that, if we want to organize an exhibition, we need only give the theme, and immediately, pictures or documents are automatically retrieved from the central archives. These pictures or documents are then displayed on our screens. This way, the exhibits can be changed to show whatever the viewer desires." The idea appealed to John very much. He was reminded of an exhibit he had once put together in a church in Augusta. It took several weeks before the materials were found and displayed properly. He realized that here on Logo, it would take just one command from the control panel to prepare an exhibit on any theme relating to the history and existence of planet Logo, and it could be done in a matter of minutes. Itu walked over to a large panel and, instantly, images began to appear on the screens or around them. "We have just been concentrating on the history of the planet Logo," Itu said, telepathically. "Now we will have a look at the present structure of the general type of governing which is called the Planet Logo Guidance Philosophy, what you on Earth might call governmental philosophy. As you have just seen, the War of the Continents was caused by the leaders of the time, or politicians, if you like, on Logo. For us, It is ancient history. It is important to realize that whether there is war, revolution, crime, dishonesty, or the struggle for power, any of these emits negative energy. These negative vibrations may clash with the harmonious laws of outer space, automatically creating a contradiction and affecting a change from negative to positive harmonious powers. A clash occurs between the negative and positive energies, leading to fighting and fracture. When people begin to recognize the existence of the positive and harmonious vibrations, which follow the universal law, then there will be no need to get into negative situations, such as wars, conflicts, and other such situations. We have the knowledge of this vibration and the laws of the universe here on Logo, and we try to abide by them as best we can. In order to clarify the results of seemingly harmless activity, it to continued. On Logo, we don't produce anything reminiscent of weapons. Even those things which might be seen as just a game, or entertainment, but which could have destructive or fatal effects in real life, do not exist on Logo. Because if just the vibrations from thoughts and action needed to carry out these negative games is emitted, eventually it will result in a karmic fall for all those associated with them. For that reason, policy making on Logo rejects everything which might awaken any thoughts of violence, harming others, or of killing. That's why the planet Logo has wonderful positive vibrations, which are joyful, peaceful, and spiritually advanced. In comparison, the planet Earth where you come from has vibrations, which emit unrest, desires, and sometimes chaos. A further result is that on the planet Earth, inhabitants and leaders vie with one another in an attempt to be first. With this comes inevitable rift and division. By comparison, on Logo the emphasis is put on unity and, in keeping with that, cooperation. After these words, which he too offered, John asked about something, which concerned him most on Earth. Does that mean that crime, or harming others, compulsion, and violence don't exist on the planet Logo? It answered, well, the way you imagine violence on the planet Earth, that is, one person harming the physical body of another, does not exist on Logo. We know very well that the retribution for everyone who practices such deeds is a karmic fall, which will result in either physical or mental suffering. Itu continued his explanation. But, even on Logo, what we call ignorance exists in some people. Something like this means inner imbalance, at which point not only harmony begins to be impaired, but also the balance between the intuitive and the intellectual. While Itu was speaking, pictures, or rather a series of films, appeared on the screens, illustrating visually that which Itu was speaking. John reflected upon the fact that, on Earth, the motivating force for everyone is, most importantly, possessions and what people call money. Itu intuitively caught these thoughts of John. On Logo, Itu again began to explain, there was a barter system. This barter system was a response to economic and political divisions of the time, and was the only reason to work. This system no longer exists on Logo. So, work on Logo is no longer an activity done for reward, but for the work itself. This is considered a service to all, because everyone works to the same level of quality. Whether groceries or such products as housing, all are insured by the global parliament which has the task of looking after all inhabitants equally, wherever they live on the planet Logo. John understood that for the planet Earth, for all the inhabitants of Earth, this system of global security was a vision of the future. However, at this time, another earthly thought occurred to him, which this time had a bearing on the advanced system of democracy, or people elected representatives to the ruling of the governing organ. Itu again telepathically caught John's thoughts and started to show enlightening pictures on the screen. Such politics, or the toil of leaders, consists in the influential thoughts of the masses, Itu began to explain. That's the reason so-called politics, or the occupation of leaders, is only a small group, whose thoughts and feelings are presented to the majority. According to what you are saying, in your eyes this system, which you call democracy, is the best one. For the time being, democracy brings with it freedom of thought and self-determination, but it also brings accountability for everyone. What sort of political or governmental system is there on Logo? John asked. It touched the control panel and bluish-pink pictures of the radiance of planet Logo appeared on the white screen, radiating with the vibrations of the universal planetary unity. The governing of the planet Logo, Ita began his explanation of the philosophical governing on Logo, consists of three basic components, ethical, spiritual, and material. The most basic is, however, the spiritual component. One, a person is not the sole representative because we have only one planetary government on Logo. The system utilized on Logo is known as the Wisdom Laws of Thought. The procedures of these universal laws are not necessarily political parties, groups, or individual leaders. Wisdom is universal and, consequently, boundless, and quite free in its essence. Certain ideologies or political directions can in fact limit the basic rights of universal wisdom. The entirety of Planet Logo's operations is driven on this basis? John asked with definite curiosity. The branching structure of the political system in place on Logo appeared on the screen. At the highest point from which everything else was issued, John intuitively felt the name, Planetary Ethical and Spiritual Parliament. Who as a spiritual master was a member of the Planetary Ethical and Spiritual Parliament, took things up here. There is only one governing body on Logo, and that is the leadership of the Ethical and Spiritual Masters who assumed leadership of the planet Logo some hundreds of years after the War of the Continents, Avu explained. These Ethical and Spiritual Masters are scholars of the universal laws of wisdom. Further, the scientific parts of this parliament are scientists who make the plans in harmony with the ethical and spiritual laws for life on the planet Logo. All states were, during the time of the gradual unification and the creation of the laws of unity, united in one language, and the planet Logo slowly became a single planetary system. This planetary ethical and spiritual parliament is not preoccupied with politics, but rather with the ethical and spiritual management of the inhabitants of Logo, and secondly with the looking after of the existential and material security of all citizens of the planet. The ethical and spiritual masters or leaders are not voted into this parliament, but rather sent into it, because it is their vocation and calling from birth. The present masters of the ethical and spiritual planetary parliament choose the new members, as they are able to recognize their wisdom and spiritual abilities, because they should be the wisest and most enlightened souls on the planet Logo. And so, such individuals, at the earliest point in their Middle Ages, are called upon to the function of spiritual master or scientist in Parliament. The Planetary Ethical and Spiritual Parliament has branches over the whole of the planet Logo, which work in complete unity. On each continent there is a continental ethical and spiritual parliament, which leads the whole continent, and its members are also members of the planetary parliament. Here they do not vie with one another for power, or attempt to have life on one continent better than on another. Their calling is rooted in unity and what works best for the whole planet. This means that the whole planet has access to the planetary medicine, technology, inventions, ethics, and spiritual teachings of the whole. Developmentally, all people endeavor to be on the same level. So, from the viewpoint of planet Earth, we could call Logo's system of leadership one of following the wisdom laws of respect and harmony. John realized what a very interesting governing system Logo had been founded on. Making money, existential standing, collecting of material things and, conceivably, even politics or other such activities, were the main measure of earthly success and were, in fact, reflections of the political systems of various countries. Also, the degree of standards of living were in contrast to Logo, on Earth so diverse that only with difficulty was it possible to talk about its pertinent balance in the near future. The dependence on political and economic stability was quite unequaled in some countries, when politicians and whole governments changed so quickly, that in fact, there was no time for a country's inhabitants to do anything. John understood the emphasis on the ethical and spiritual side of the evolution of the whole system on the planet Logo. It occurred to him, as well, that advanced thought had created the planetary ethical and spiritual parliament, which on the basis of wisdom, ethical and spiritual laws led the whole planet logo in harmony. From this it was clear that unity and cooperation were the cornerstone of logo, founded on a unified development, a concrete base, as well as a central point, from which the entirety of the philosophical and life systems on the planet logo were unwound. During this contemplation, a Zen insight suddenly came to John, when before his inner eye in a flash of comprehension and image of the whole organizational system of the planet logo was reflected. John reached, in this perception, an understanding of the universal harmonic system, which is a guarantee of harmony and rules, which it follows and which can be practiced on various levels, including those of wisdom, material, and spiritual. This system was created by the universal harmony of the spirit and was projected into space in order that whoever should drink or receive of these vibrations and understand them might be governed by the laws of the harmony of the spirit, and so become part of the universal accord. After a while, John felt the extending of his consciousness inside him from this experience, and he saw before him Avalandita standing, looking at him with joy, and also with a bit of pride. Avalandita led him to a large window, which opened and from which there was a beautiful view of the surrounding park, which enveloped the museum of the history of the planet logo. Avalandita invited both on a walk to have a look at the park. Chapter 5. The Experience of the Music Sphere. After Avu and John had completed their visit to the Museum of History of the Planet Logo, they went to a Natunya pavilion located in beautiful secluded surroundings, which also served as a meeting place for those who went there. One could also get something to eat or drink here, and, in fact, across from the eating area, which John was visiting, there was a lively bustling of people. Avu relayed to him that he had invited two more acquaintances here who would be able to perceive, as well as to comprehend, John's presence on Logo. In the meantime, they sat down on a kind of veranda, overlooking a beautiful natural view through large windows, where there was a crowd of people who were visiting the extensive pavilion. Avu asked John to wait for him, and said that he would get something to eat from the dishes, prepared and placed on a wall to the side, from which whoever wanted could take quite freely. John looked around and perceived a great peacefulness and composure prevailing everywhere, despite the many people all around. Their behavior towards one another, however, appeared very friendly and pleasant, and on their slender faces one could see their inner joy and satisfied composure in the light of their wisdom and friendliness in their eyes. There were whole families. John observed that even the children's games were filled with peace. It seemed to John that everything had a harmonious course and peaceful poise, resulting in a joyful mood. Avu was already coming back to the table with the food, as well as with the two friends he had invited to meet John. It was a woman and a man, who bowed to John in greeting, which he repeated, and they sat down with him on the large comfortable chairs. They put something beautifully colored and resembling fruit, covered with some sort of syrup, on the table. John began to look his newest companions over, one after the other. Like all the inhabitants of Logo, their bodies were upright and delicate, but also tall and solid. From their elongated faces and their shining eyes came vibrations of a noble quality, along with spiritual maturity. Their foreheads and brain cavities were a bit larger. The rest of the bodies of the men and women looked similar to those on planet Earth with one difference. Their greater stature made them seem a little more drawn and slender. John realized that both of them were speaking with him on a telepathic level, as Avu did, and so he asked whether that meant that this kind of communication was common on Logo. The woman called Etta answered, "Our speech is telepathic, even though we are also able to make sounds. Telepathy is simpler, and also more exact for expressing ourselves, and we can talk at greater distances. Our children learn it from early on. Telepathy is the ability to transmit and receive thoughts. The structure of the speech we use is rich, although simple, and after each word, we immediately imagine all of the possible related combinations. This type of speech is, however, very academic. In chats with friends, such as we're having now, considering every combination isn't necessary, rather, We use simple, or even basic, speech to express single thoughts. Sentences consist, rather, of words, where syntax isn't so important, but the meaning of the words and the information contained in them is. John realized that, as a matter of fact, there were two types of telepathic communication. One was academic and required active intuition and creativity. The second, which was simple and straightforward, was utilized in everyday conversations. Dividing a single word into a number of meaningful parts seemed to John very interesting, and he saw the many possibilities in it. John asked if they could tell him more about life on Logo. The man, called Oda, a scientist, tried to explain the course of life of the inhabitants of planet Logo. On the planet Logo, the way of life is based on two things. The first is the spiritual and ethical development and widespread consciousness, and the second is receiving energy from vibrations, rather than only from food. The day of Logo inhabitants starts by going to the temple or sitting at home in a quiet place, where they receive life energy and do spiritual exercises. After these exercises, we do our daily work. From a young age, children go to school, where the most important thing is complex learning about life and the delicate art of intuitive perception, so that the rest of their education goes very quickly. We regard the most important period in the development of the child to be in the first 2 to 3 years of life, when the child has the natural ability to perceive intuitively. During this period, children are able to remember the heavenly astral sphere in which they lived before their birth. John listened intently and Oda continued. People go to school until the age of approximately 25 of your earth years. After this time, they receive the information they need for a harmonious life and their life calling. Every citizen on Logo has his own workspace in which he carries out his calling. It is common to change one's work over the years, from hard physical labor, to working which is necessary for most to use intuition, intellectual and spiritual qualities. The majority of vocations are those such as teaching, exploring, science, art and so on, for which ethical and spiritual maturity is necessary. Because our life is about 150 years long, people generally enter such a branch of work at about the age of 70 or 80 years, when they are already spiritually mature. As you already know, remuneration for work of any kind does not exist on the planet Logo, and so the basic work ethic is service for others, as well as for oneself. John did not want to interrupt Oda in his explanation, so he listened on quietly to this interesting description of life on Logo. And so Oda continued, on Logo, one works half days, after which time products are shipped off to places where they are concentrated for distribution to all the territories. The person in charge of any organization is one who is ethically advanced and has well-developed intuitive leadership. Such a person takes care to see that everything is in accordance with the laws of harmony and unity. After work, the time is divided between gathering physical energy and, in the evening, gathering spiritual energy. Angelslight.org. John listened with interest, and Oda went on. The system of economics on Logo is quite uncompetitive, but rather operates on creativity from which supplies arise. Because there is no system of exchange, people on Logo manufacture and offer their goods quite freely. It is very important that our system defines that people do the kind of work of which they are capable and, consequently, are called upon to do. This is one of the reasons the development of civilization on Logo has progressed so rapidly. Such an approach brings composure and peace to the behavior and thoughts of people who try to live according to the harmonious universal laws and relationships. John now entered the stream of thought and asked whether the construction of buildings and temples was the work of laborers, or some sort of brigade of soldiers, as it had to be very difficult work. Working with matter, Avu answered, for a change, is not very difficult work on Logo, because we know how to change a building's molecules, if its physical weight is substantially reduced. Our bodies, even though they look big and strong, are not cut out for hard work with matter because too much of the body's physical energy would escape therein. If you want to talk about armies as you know them on the planet Earth, and we know from our ancient history. Well, such armies no longer exist here.